I'm Duarte Geraldino. Tanzina Vega is on maternity leave, and you are listening to The Takeaway. The U.S. federal government recently deported 119 Cuban nationals. The deportation of Cubans has soared since President Donald Trump took office. Now, during the 2019 fiscal year, over 1,100 people were deported to Cuba, compared to only 64 people during President Obama's last year in office. But recognize that it was a deal made by the Obama administration with the Cuban government that actually set the stage for this wave of deportations. In 2017, the U.S. eliminated the wet foot, dry foot policy, which for decades had given Cuban nationals a pathway to citizenship. In return, the Cuban government agreed to accept deported Cubans. Now, the Miami Herald is reporting there were at least 37,000 Cubans facing deportation as of December 2017, which means we could see the actual number of deportations keep rising. Let's go to Havana to get to the bottom of this. Patrick Oppmann is CNN's Havana bureau chief. He's also a CNN international correspondent. Welcome to The Takeaway, Patrick.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
So remind us why the wet foot, dry foot policy was eliminated in 2017.
Well, this is something that the Obama administration and the Cuban government have been working on for quite some time. Both governments wanted to get rid of it. The U.S., because you had these situations where people would be caught just off the shore of the U.S. Or would make it to the U.S., and it would cause a lot of turmoil in South Florida if you know, you had images of someone being intercepted just off the coast and sent back. You know, the history with Cuban-Americans, of course, is that they're not, according to that community, economic refugees, but political refugees. These are people fleeing communism. So they tended to protest and take great exception if people were sent back after coming so close to making it to the U.S. And the Obama administration, you know, also heard the Cuban government's complaints that this was just crazy. It was allowing smugglers to come down here in speedboats and pick up Cubans, and it created this whole industry and people smuggling. And so both countries realized that the situation created something of a monster of illegal immigration. Both governments gave up something to get rid of wet foot, dry foot. The big question is when Trump took the White House was whether the Cuban government would comply with the government. They did not have the same friendly relations that they did with the Obama administration. And this, the proof is this flight that came last week, one of many flights now, that the Cuban government is quietly accepting these deportees back, despite the fact they have really strained relations with the Trump administration.
So right now, the Cuban government is quietly accepting these deportees back. In the past, did the government of Cuba refuse to take in its own countrymen?
Yeah, yes, that was the case. So what had been worked out is if you were caught at sea by the U.S. Coast Guard, they would be brought back and the Cuban government would accept them. So there is some precedent of the U.S. returning Cubans to the island, but these are people, of course, who had just left. Now we are seeing, in many cases, people who have been gone for years, sometimes decades, that don't have roots in Cuba, have not lived here perhaps for a long, long time, and then left Cuba when it was a different country, and now are being sent back. And, you know, this happens all the time in countries like El Salvador. I've covered it there, Guatemala, Honduras. It's unprecedented in Cuba.
So what kind of Cuban nationals are actually being deported? Do they share any particular characteristic? And why are they generally being sent back to Cuba?
So I think you have two main groups. You have people who are being intercepted, usually at the U.S.-Mexican border, have crossed the United States illegally. And before all that, it was just walk across the border, and they got to cut the line of the immigration line. That's what wet foot, dry foot meant. Now they're treated like anybody else from any other country. And then you have another group, which were Cuban-Americans that come into the United States, were in some immigration status, but then committed a crime, had some sort of problem, loss of immigration status, but had this unusual, pretty much unique problem where the United States had nowhere to send them. And so they were allowed to stay in the United States until Cuba agreed. Only in 2017, the end of 2017, the end of Obama's term, did Cuba agree at the very end that they would take all these people back. And so what we're seeing now is people who were in this limbo. Well, now the United States has come up with a solution, which is send them back to Cuba. But, you know, the one case, one individual I spoke to here that had this happen, you know, it's really tough. You come back several decades after leaving Cuba. It's hard to find a job. it's a different society. You are viewed with some suspicion of, you know, if you were in the United States, why were you forced to be sent back here? And you're starting from scratch.
So how is the Cuban community responding when they learned that this policy was being discontinued? And I'm talking about the Cuban community here in the USA.
Interestingly enough, it's been evolving. You know, years ago, you know, you could have imagined there would have been protests or riots. And just, you know, think of what happened when Elian Gonzalez was sent back, and people were treated as fleeing from communism, that they were considered refugees. Well, what happened is over the years, you had people who lived the majority of their life in Cuba. They would come to the United States. They would get fast-tracked, you know, immigration status. They would get a green card usually within a year. And then what many of them did was come back to Cuba to visit family, to bring goods here. We've seen a lot of Cuban Americans, usually recent arrivals, coming back to start businesses here. And the older generation, the people who said they would never return to Cuba until the Castros were gone, really took exception to that. So interestingly enough, we have not seen a big reaction in Miami. Here in Cuba, when Wet Foot Dry Foot ended, there was a lot of regret by many people that they had left earlier, and we saw a huge uptick in Cubans trying to leave because they knew that that policy had its days numbered.
So what about the two governments? How is the relationship between the Trump administration and the current Cuban government?
This is probably the worst moment for U.S.-Cuban relations in decades. The Trump administration blames the situation in Venezuela, the collapse of the economy there, on the socialist government there, which is supported by Cuba, and has pressured the communist-run government here in Havana to try to force a change. That has not happened, but we see the longest lines for gas here in Cuba than we've seen in years, the barest supermarket shelves. And a good deal of that has to do with the Trump administration's much more aggressive policy on Cuba. A lot of the Obama changes, a lot of the Obama opening with Cuba has been rolled back, and it's had a real impact on the economy here, which ironically enough has fueled more immigration outside of Cuba, because as the economy gets worse, people tend to want to leave and don't see a future here. So it is a bit of a split policy, and this is one of the few cases, this policy of accepting deportees back, where the governments are working together on anything.
Patrick Altman is a CNN international correspondent and Havana bureau chief. Patrick, thanks.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.